What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he talks all the time and at the wrong time. All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in a relationship with a man that is a contributor on our local news. He's also an auctioneer at an auto auction. He makes all of his money by talking. Whenever we go to dinner or anywhere out in public, he holds a conversation with others, and I'm standing there nudging him to leave folks alone. All during my reality shows, he asks me, who is who, and why the people act like that. I hate when he's over to my house when I'm watching my favorite shows. He even talks during church. Last Sunday, he interpreted the sermon to me until the lady next to us gave him an evil side eye and forced him to shut up. We argued all the way back to my house that day. The absolute worst times he wants to strike up a conversation are when I am trying to use the bathroom or taking a shower or in the middle of sex. I try to go to the bathroom before he comes to my house or before I go to his house because I can't have any privacy.
I started locking the door if I absolutely cannot hold it, but he'll come to the door and start talking to me. Even though we've been dating 2 years, it's still an uncomfortable feeling. I also hate when we are in the groove in bed and he starts talking. He asked if I ever thought about cheating on him. He's asked if I ever think another man can top him in the bedroom. He even asked if the sex will be this good if we get married. I'm like, just please enjoy the moment and hush. I love him so much and I see a bright future with him, but he has got to leave all of that talking at his jobs. Ignoring him during sex or any other time hasn't worked out. Is this a character flaw that can be changed, or should I yell S-T-H-U when he gets on my nerves? I can't believe you let it go on for this long with Mr. Can't or Won't Shut Up. This isn't that hard of a fix, I don't think. You know, although you've pictured yourself in your mind, I'm sure many times yelling shut the blank up to him, that's not going to solve his incessant talking. It will only cause more problems, like, you know, he might hurt his feelings or he might get indignant with you. You might even start another argument and maybe, God forbid, more talking on his part. He's a news reporter, so he probably enjoys the sound of his own voice and never gets tired of hearing himself talk. And it sounds like he has a lot of fans who like it too. So, you know, some people get really uncomfortable in silence. Have you ever known those kinds of people? They got to talk. They can't stand the silence. They have to make some kind of noise or say something. They don't know that they don't have to be on all the time. They don't have to, they just don't know how to turn it off or separate themselves from who they are and what they do from what they do. The thing is, he needs some boundaries. See, because for 2 years, you've let him talk and talk and talk, and now you're sick of it. So you have to say something. I mean, you know, not arguing about it, but you got to say something. I know you wish you could say shut the blank up, but that's rude. So the next time he starts talking while you're watching your reality shows, for instance, tell him, we can talk later, honey. I'm watching my show right now. Or in church, you know, tell him something. You know, you're trying to listen to the sermon. You got to open up your mouth and start talking. You have to do that. He talks too much. You don't talk enough to him about what he's doing. Steve?
This letter, you wrote this letter to somebody talk all the damn time. Mm-hmm. Because I ain't got no choice. But I'm going to walk you through this letter. Then at the end, I'm going to show you the fix for it. I'm in a relationship with a man that's a contributor on our local news. That's a lot of talking. And he's an authoritative position. He passing out information. He's also at an auctioneer at an auto auction. Now he talking a lot and fast as hell. Give me that little $41. I got $41. I got $41. I got $41. $44. Can I get $45? $45. $62. $72. $75. $75. I got $180. I need $200. Looking for five. I'm going five going once. Hey, I got another one. $75. See right there?
Okay.
I think you should break up with him. Let's just write off of what I just did right there. I'll leave him. Yeah. But let's try to work through this.
Thank you.
Then when y'all out in public, he talking to everybody, having conversation, you nudging him because he just keep talking to people. He thinks people like to hear what he has to say because he's a news anchor and he's an auctioneer. Then she said, I hate when he's over to my house when he's watching my favorite shows. He even talks during church. Last Sunday, he interpreted the sermon to me until the lady next to us gave him an evil eye and forced him to shut up. Now, I don't know how you interpret in a sermon. I would love to see how that goes. But I don't know if you, the only way you can do that is you got to be up there with the pastor. You can't be in the back. You know, and God said, you know he talking about God now, don't you? That heals your body. You know, he's referring to it. That's a sick reference, you know. To thine own self be true. You know, cut out all this lying. See, now this right here, I already struggle in church sometimes. I can't be struggling with you, too. So right. we gotta figure this out. I have a fix for you at the end of the letter. The rest of it is just I can't help you.
All right. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he talks all the time and at the wrong time. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino!
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he talks all the time and at the wrong time.
This lady in bad shape. She's married to a news anchor guy. He talk all the time. He an auctioneer. He running his mouth again, and he fast. Head on $4, $4, give me $2, $2. I did that one, but it's like, and then I said right after that, I would break up with him if I was you. Because I'm not going to be able to fix you until the end of this letter. He talked whole conversation in public with people because he thinks people like hearing him talk because he loves hearing himself.
Exactly.
So he's assuming everybody else loves him. So now she says, and he talks all during my reality shows. He asked me who is this and why people act like that. I hate when he over my house and I'm watching my favorite shows. He even talks during church. Last Sunday, he interpreted the sermon to me until the lady next to us gave him the evil eye and forced him to shut up. We are them. Now, Shirley, what I want you to do very quickly, just a few lines, recite a couple scriptures to me that the pastor might say, and I'm going to show you what he's doing to this woman in church. Just anything.
Okay. We love because God first loved us.
You know, ain't nobody love us but God started. You know, he started this whole love thing. People all over the world, Love Train, that was him. You know, For the Love of Money, that was him. Yeah, he started all this here. Go ahead, Shirley.
All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called to his purpose.
You know now, what the man is saying right there, like, you know, if you, long as you love him, it's all good. Don't even worry about it. It's all good. You know, somebody bust you upside your head with a hammer, it's all good.
What?
It's all good. It is. It's good because it's working together. That's, you're going to get something out of this hammer busting upside. You're gonna get some. And one last one, Shirley.
Jesus wept.
You know, that's where all this crying come from. Because if Jesus had to cry, how you ain't going to cry?
Boy.
Cry, 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 cry. That's why babies cry.
Jesus wept.
That's exactly where it come from. Because if Jesus wept, how you going to hold it in? You got to cry.
Amen.
I mean, look who his daddy was. Right there.
That's how you breaking it down.
Right, right. Look who his daddy was and he cried. Now look at your daddy. You ought to be crying over that. So the lady next to him shut that down. The absolute worst times he wants to strike up a conversation is when I'm trying to use the bathroom. See, I told you, you got to break up with him. Because once I get in this bathroom and I done hung my clothes up on that hook on that back door, I can't. You can't talk to me. I got to focus.
It's too much.
Focus.
It really is.
Too much.
Or I'm taking a shower or in the middle of sex. We're going to get to that in a minute. I try to go to the bathroom before he come to the house or before I go to his house because I can't have any privacy. Mm-hmm. I started locking the door if I absolutely can't hold it. But he'll come to the door and just start talking. You in now? Well,
yeah.
How the hell you think the door got locked?
Right.
It ain't locked by his damn self. And even though we've been dating 2 years, it's still uncomfortable. I also hate when we in the groove in bed and he starts talking. Now, hear what the letter really about. Mm-hmm. He asked me if I think another man can top him in the bedroom. He asked if the sex will be as good as we get married. I'm like, just please enjoy the moment and hush. I love him so much and I see a bright future with him, but he has got to leave all that talking at his job. Ignoring him doing sex or any other time hasn't worked out. It is a character flaw that can be changed, or should I just shut the hell up when he gets on my nerves? No. You said ignoring him doing sex don't work. The only way to shut this down is you're going to have to start answering some of these questions directly. You ever thought about cheating on me? I've considered it.
That's what she should say. Shut him down.
It has crossed my mind.
Whoa.
And this is one of those times right now. Because really, I have thought about it. Because you know, I've never had to deal with this before. So just being honest with you, have I thought about cheating on you? No, I have not. But the thought has crossed my mind many times. And I just wanted to be honest with you. Since you love to talk, now I'm talking back. Yeah, okay. It has crossed my mind. And then the next question, is there another man that could top me in the bedroom? Uh-huh. Well, as a matter of fact, I know about eight guys.
Eight?
Yeah. I know eight
that's
guys.
That's a big number.
Yeah, I want you to know it's a big number, too. And just in case you ask me who was it, it's about eight, and I'm not going to have trouble remembering their names either. Because they was bringing it. As a matter of fact, you're not doing as good a job as you think you are. So I don't know why you keep asking me, has another man ever topped you in the bedroom? Damn near everybody I've been with has been better than this. You know, just to be honest with you, I'm just talking to you. You know, we talking. See, what I think you ought to do is start answering some of these questions. You know, say my name. Well, if I hadn't been with so many people previous, I might be able to remember your name.
Remember.
But right now, my focus is somewhere else, and I may call you somebody else's name. So that's why. I think you need to start answering some of these damn questions, and then he going to quit talking in that bedroom.
Mm. Post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter. It's Steve Harvey.
You want some more? Well, really, I'm done. I'm good. You're
Facebook.
Good.
Coming up in 46 minutes after the hour, it's Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.